Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day where we can partake of your goodness, spiritual realities, great and precious promises through which we escape the corruption that is in the world and partake of the new nature, the love that you had for us from the very beginning, which we were predestined in Christ to have. Thank you, you bring it to pass now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. We can see it's Psalm 137 and it's verses 7 to 9. And I'm not even going to read it, you know. It's just showing where man fell to, you know, that man could be so carnal and man could then be, you know, treated like badly and go through horrible scenarios as they did, because it's man in the wrong place. The man has opened himself up to the devil, and the devil is putting them in a bad position to experience degradation. And here we can just see, you know, this is the necessity why Jesus had to come. He came to seek and destroy the devil and his lies, bind it, and he showed the better life in himself. And then he came to give it to us, that we cannot be carnal, not be moved by carnality, and therefore sowing the wrong seeds, we would reap the wrong, we would have bad repercussions. And that's a beauty. And we can see also in the Lord's Prayer that if we wanted revenge and we didn't want the best and even couldn't even pray for our enemy, you know, and I mean that we couldn't do in the natural, but in the spiritual we can. The Bible says to pray for them, be like your Father in heaven. We can see Jesus saying those things because a mankind would have to do that, or man that in Christ needs to do that, because that's spirituality. That's who he is now. He's been changed. Anyone in Christ is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all is new. And that's it. And then having, I love that reality of the great and precious promises, the miraculous working God that can change us. And it's only found in God, where we, one minute we were old creation, caught up in the flesh. The next minute we are new creation, being moved by the Spirit with a new heart, in a new kingdom, with the love of God being poured into our heart by the Spirit. So we've got a new Spirit now that's leading us. And that's reality. And it's these great and precious promises that we stay in and we partake of. And so we walk in the footsteps of Jesus and be a beautiful fragrance. Amen. Not a fragrance of the stench of the flesh, but now the fragrance of Christ, the beautiful spiritual gifts, the spiritual fruits, spiritual wisdom. And yes, so a spiritual life comes forth. And that's why what the law could not do, we see in Romans 7, Paul under the law, he couldn't, the good he wanted to do, he couldn't do. The law points out the goodness of God and how God is, but we couldn't do it without the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, and then the rule of Jesus, making room for him and walking together with him. And then Romans 8 comes in, that now the righteous requirements of the law can be met in us as we are led by the Spirit, as we stay in tune with God, because that's what it's all about. We've been brought back into our heavenly family, not more short of the glory. We have got the glory, and now we can partake of it. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.